the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here today. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Mike Roizen is here. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and thank you for listening today. Ways to reach the show are easy. On the telephone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, iHeartRadio Talk at RadioMD, and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Couple of ways, download the app, or you can go to the web. If you use the internet, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show every week. And, of course, RadioMD is where you can listen to shows you miss. If you miss a segment, miss a guest, you like the guest so much that you'd like to hear it again and again and again. There's no limit. If you like Dr. Mike's information, there's no limit. RadioMD.com. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen. Let's see if we can raise Dr. Mike on the radio show here. In the meantime, we will tell you what's going on the show today. Our guest at 35 past the hour is Dr. John LaPuma. You may watch him on What's Cooking with Chef MD, which can be seen on Health Corner. That's on Lifetime. And he's the co-author of the best-selling Cooking with Real Age Whey and the Real Age Diet, and contributed to that. And you can read more at Health Corner, which is also airing on Lifetime. He's also the co-author of the best-selling Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, and contributed recipes to the New York Times bestseller, You, the Owner's Manual. That sounds familiar to me, You, the Owner's Manual. So they must be cohorts. They must be colleagues. Dr. LaPuma is the first physician to teach cooking and nutrition in a U.S. medical school, and a graduate from the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago. He's cooked under a couple of star chefs in four-star kitchens at restaurants like Frontera Grill and Topa Lombampo. Dr. LaPuma is also the medical director for the Topolobamba. I thought you fell into a hole, Dr. Mike.
I had a connection problem with my computer for a second. Or at least I thought I did. I did not. I had turned down the... I had accidentally turned down... You know, it's a technical difficulty when I do something accidental and it doesn't let me hear what's going on. So I thought it was my earpiece. I thought I wasn't getting connected, but I had turned down the earpiece
by mistake. Okay, I'm glad you're here. So far be it from me to disseminate medical information. You know me. I've been with you on the show now for over 6 years, but I'm nowhere near being able to disseminate medical information. So you're the expert.
Apologize because there are a lot of great stories this week that we should talk about. One of which is that Americans are eating less.
Let's get to that in a second, but a little more on the guest. I explained the background of our guest, Dr. LaPuma. What's the concept of what we'll talk about with him at 35 after the hour?
Well, his belief is, and he's shown this, that in fact the diets for men and women, what men need to lose weight and what women need to lose weight, appear different or are different. And so this is one of how you determine what is appropriate for you, and then how to help your man if that's a problem, or if you're a man, how to lose weight effectively. So it's a different thing for men and women, and he's going to talk about men and increasing testosterone. We're going to ask him how important that is for women as well, because testosterone in women does in fact have a major benefit in keeping muscles strong and in libido or determination of sexual desire for women as well.
It's a 24-day health plan that he says is specifically engineered for the man, the male brain and body, and it's really changing lives with a step-by-step 24-day plan needed to optimize the male biochemical blueprint. So Dr. LaPuma, 35 minutes after the hour in this hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. What are some of the medical stories we'll cover today that you think are pretty neat, pretty informational?
Well, you know, I tweet the top five, I think, every week. So number one, the two that are not in the top five but are really important, I think. One is Americans' habits take a healthier turn, and the other is the Surgeon General's 10th report. That is the 10th report on smoking and what it said about other diseases. The ones that I thought were really neat from a standpoint, exercise helps you maintain work-life balance. Researchers dispel myth that coffee consumption causes dehydration, but is a cause of better memory. So coffee does help you with memory. And how long before you, we're going to talk about whether you should have it before or after a learning event. Less variety in guts in babies' gut bacteria, that is in their, quote, microbiome, that thing that's inside your intestine, leads to asthma. Health concerns increase during the recession, a Google study shows. And what I thought was the most important one was that, in fact, using cash instead of a debit card. So they gave students either cash or a debit card to buy food at lunch. And surprisingly, there were two really surprises in the study by our friend at Cornell, Brian Wansett. One was that using cash, the students made healthier choices. That is, not only did they ate fewer calories, they didn't eat dessert as much, but in addition, they chose more vegetables rather than chips. And the second thing that was interesting was just putting the cookie on the shelf and having the student have to ask for the cookie from the person manning the lunch line decreased cookie consumption by about 40%.
Wow, that's big. 40% is big.
So, and in fact, the other thing that is big, I mean, just so we didn't gloss over it, using cash instead of a debit card, giving the students cash instead of a debit card, increased vegetable purchases by about 40%. Amazing, right?
I don't get the connection. I don't get the connection.
The interesting thing is he didn't know why, other than to postulate that when people have the immediacy of cash rather than debit card, you know, it's something way in the future, it's not mine. But when the cash is in your hand, you think about doing things more rationally. And when you do things more rationally, you think about you're going to live and you should be healthy. And so you make healthier choices. That was the only postulate they had. They really didn't know why those choices occurred.
That's a really, really a fascinating story. We have a break coming up. Before that, one of the other top stories this week has to do with coffee consumption and dehydration. What's the connection, if any, between those two?
Well, normally it's thought that caffeine causes you to be dehydrated. That is, caffeine causes you to urinate or to pee out water. And it does do that. But it only does that when, in fact, you have excess fluid on board. So what happens is when you don't have excess fluid, when you don't have a lot extra fluid that you have to get rid of, it doesn't do that. So that's the key point in this study is you only lose fluid. Caffeine only acts as a diuretic from coffee when there is a excess of fluid on board. But in a sample of regular coffee drinkers, coffee consumption did not cause a lack of adequate fluid or did not cause dehydration.
Well, there's some good news, too. We're eating healthier, at least at home. Well, Dr. Mike will tell you more about that. on the way. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by UBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. On your email for any questions or comments for Dr. Mike or our guest coming up at 35 past the hour, Dr. John LaPuma. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Refuel. That'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. There's good news. We're eating healthier, Dr. Mike, at least at home, right?
Yeah, this to me is actually an amazing finding, if you will, and it occurs. I don't know how this was in the Nehane study database. So they looked at about 10,000 Americans, and they compared them to those in 2005 and before. And it was a study done by the Department of Agriculture, which it's the National Health Study, if you will. Working adults consumed an average of 118 fewer calories in 2010 than in 2005. Americans also reported eating more home-cooked meals with their families, fewer in restaurants. And though the economy played a role, they were reading nutritional labels more often. And 115 calories isn't a small thing, meaning if you do that for a year, you may lose as much as 10 pounds. Total fat, 3.3% down. Saturated fat, 6% less. Cholesterol, 8% less. Fiber intake increased by 1.2 grams, which is 7.5% a day. So that is, these are really all positive trends. And as I go around the country, I'm beginning to see people actually look at the calories and look somewhat at the nutrition on what they're eating, even when they go out.
Well, what do you conclude from that, then? Why are people doing that? Why are they cutting down on some of these and the reading labels? Why is that?
You know, I'd like to believe that we're having an effect. That is, all of us physicians and shows like this, et cetera, the tips on your morning show on WSYR, all of these things have a effect in getting people to choose healthier. You know, the guy I play ping pong with told me he was motivated, even though he lost to me today. I do want to get that in.
That
he
right?
doesn't lose to me
you
often.
You won a game?
I won more than one game. I won 3 out of 5. But in fact, he said he's now on a diet. He attributed it to the diet taking away his energy. But he's got this program where he eats half. So instead of having, when they serve him at a restaurant, he will take half of it home automatically right away rather than eating it. He's trying to lose weight and get in better shape. I told him he has to work out more, and he said the ping pong was enough workout, as we actually do sweat during the ping pong game. And, of course, ping pong is one of the best games for your memory function. It requires quick changes in direction, and that helps memory for some reason.
How long do you play when you play?
We play about an hour.
That's good. That's good. Do you have a curve on your serve?
I tell you that I do a cardiovascular exercise every, 3 days a week. I do 10,000 steps every day. Don't go to bed without it.
Uh-oh.
I do cardiovascular exercise, that is stamina exercise, for 48 minutes 3 times a week. And twice a week I do weightlifting, too. So, I mean, it is not just ping pong that I do.
You have a curve on that serve? At table tennis?
He has a lot of spin on his serves, yes, sir. But
how about you? Are you?
He did go down to defeat today, you know. So we can't say much. And it wasn't that I threw the 2 games he won. He won those. You know, I'm saying this because I'm hoping he's listening to this. He and I are both too competitive to let either one get an extra point.
Do you play mind games? You try to get in your opponent's head?
He's very good at that. He's much better at that than I am. He's a little older than I am, and he demands a point for each year difference in age. Today he said, I had another birthday, and that birthday was so significant I should get 2 points extra for a difference in age. He's never had to take 1 point. He usually beats me. And it's only, I think, 3 out of the last 4 times I have been victorious, though.
That's pretty funny. What was I going to say? You'd mentioned weightlifting, and you talk about your 10,000 steps all the time, and you mentioned you do lift do some weightlifting. I've never asked you this. What is involved in your what kind of weightlifting program do you do?
Well, the best weightlifting, you know, there are a lot of things constitute weightlifting. Yoga in holding poses. So it is your muscle getting tired within 2 minutes of your doing something. So a plank is a weightlift, and obviously if your muscles get so tired as you can't hold the plank for 2 minutes, then that constitutes resistance exercise. What really resistance exercise is you do it so long or so strenuously that you develop micro tears, small tears in the muscle, that then get the muscle to say, hey, you tore me today, but I'm going to build it up so you can't tear me the next time. And that's really what happens. You build up muscle that way. So I actually do two types of exercise for weightlifting. The major one I do is actually free weights. The value of doing free weights versus machines is that you get balance with the free weights. Obviously, you have to be able to keep your balance when you're lifting the free weights, so that's how you get balance. The second type, I do some machines, and I, of course, do plank and pull-up and sit-up and push-up. If you want to do only three exercises, the ones you do are pull-up, sit-up, or crunch, and push-up or plank. And the reason you do that, those are the core, which are the most important muscles for balance and for not falling down and not breaking something. So those are the three that are best. And there are real standards on it. You know, in other words, if you're over the age of 55 and can do 15 push-ups in the regular form for guys, 15 with knees for women, you're in the most fit category. Similarly, for sit-ups, it's above 25 at age 55. So those are some things to do. And believe it or not, it's three pull-ups for men and one for women gets you the average in America at age 30. So we're really, I mean, pull-ups are tough to do, but our weight gain has caused us to not be able to do many of those.
The trainer once told me the perfect exercise is the push-up. It tests all your muscle abilities. A push-up does. Somebody told me that once.
I think that's right. I think a push-up plus or a plank. Plank is another version of it, mm-hmm. where you hold steady and get some of the back muscles as well as the push-up does, as well as the pull-up. If you're going to do two, they say pull-up and push-up. But the three are what most people say together. Pull-up, push-up, and crunch or sit-up are the three to do. And I try and do those. Have you done a plank, Joe?
I never knew what a plank was until you told me about it now, so it's something I'll... No, I've never done it. I've never heard of it before, other than what you told me about it now. We'll take a break and be back with our guest. Our guest segment's coming up. He's ready for you to start to refuel. It's a 24-day eating plan to shed fat. Dr. John LaPuma, the author of Refuel. He's our guest right after the break. Time out on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. John LaPuma is a board-certified specialist in internal medicine, co-founder of the ChefMD video series. He's a New York Times best-selling author of ChefMD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine and the co-author of the best-selling Cooking the Real Age Way and The Real Age Diet, and hosted two PBS specials. Interestingly, he's the first physician to teach cooking and nutrition in a U.S. medical school. His latest book is called Refuel, and it's published by Harmony Books. Dr. John LaPuma, thank you for coming on with us today. Dr. Mike is here, too. What is the basic principle of Refuel?
Joe, thank you for having me. It's a eating plan that is specifically engineered for men. Most diet programs, eating plan programs, are actually engineered for women, and about 19 of 20 studies done on weight management in the United States are done on women, or primarily women, but half those folks who are overweight or obese are men. So we created a program that was specifically engineered for men to shed fat, boost testosterone naturally, and improve sexual performance.
And you want to make sure to let people know this is not a diet, right? It's not a diet?
No, because the first three letters in the word diet are die, and that's something we'd like to avoid. This is actually a new technology for men to improve their strength and stamina, look and feel better, and have food that tastes awesome, delicious all the time.
All right, here he is, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, John, I should tell everyone that I am obviously prejudiced because you taught me almost everything I know about food and cooking, at least initially, and we did teach a course at both University of Chicago and then at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse on cooking and for medical students. You should know, actually, part of your legacy is that the Cleveland Clinic and Case Western Reserve University, both medical schools, are going to be sharing a building which will have four cooking areas for medical students and other students of allied health if they join in eventually, but at least for medical students to actually go through the curriculum that modified, obviously, and improved since then, but basically the curriculum that we started or that you started and I joined in with from 2001 on. So,
well, Michael, you're being too modest. I mean, it was really your brilliant initiative at State University of New York that had the vision to create this very first cooking and nutrition course in the country that you and I taught together and that I was privileged to participate in. And I'm so proud that you've been able to carry it to Case Western and to the Cleveland Clinic to create a center for cooking and nutrition there so medical students can learn one of the most powerful technologies they have available to them in fighting chronic disease, something I know that you're specializing with with not only your Center for Wellness at the Cleveland Clinic, but also with the TED Med Group, where you head up the Chronic Disease Initiative.
Now, tell me about Refuel and how you came to... Well, first, I guess the questions we have on the... someone has sent a question in on our email line, and anyone can send an email question in at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. And this one is, what's different between men and women? Why do men need a different weight loss approach? Why doesn't the same one work for men as for women?
The reason that men need a different approach is both physiologic and behavioral. As you know, men's adipocytes, the fat cells in deep around their viscera, their visceral fat cells, deep belly fat cells, convert the testosterone that their testes make into estrogen. And as that testosterone gets converted to estrogen, their testes shrink, they develop man boobs, their beard goes away, and more importantly for a lot of them, their initiative dries up, their sex drive drives up, they lose energy, they're fatigued all the time, don't quite know why. And I think it's because men physiologically store fat in the belly instead of on the hips and thighs and in the buttocks like women do. The good news is that men can actually leverage their metabolic advantages, that we burn fat more, that visceral fat, more readily than do women, and burn it for longer after doing intense exercise, so that they can begin to not only build muscle cells and get stronger, but lose some of that visceral fat that is zapping their manhood and is undermining who they are as men. So men need this physiologically specific approach to stopping the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And the behavioral approach that men need is one that relies on making the healthy thing to do the easy thing to do.
So, I guess the follow-up question on that, and I'm asking for our listener who asked this, is can't women use the same approach, or are the food choices, I guess, different from men to women? Are the exercise choices different?
The men who were most successful in our beta test of this program, which we presented both at Stanford and at South by Southwest, are men who had a partner, a woman in their life, not necessarily a wife, but a girlfriend or sometimes a sister, sometimes even a coworker, but somebody who was partnered, who was a woman, who wanted to help her man or the man, but didn't quite know how to reach him. And in fact, having a partner in the Refuel program can be life-saving, because women are so much more knowledgeable, generally speaking, than men are about nutrition and recipes and food and fitness and stress management and lifestyle generally. And having undergoing and, in fact, doing the program together is actually the most effective way for men to succeed. So the food choices, even though they are targeted for men to have a higher protein diet, a higher healthy fat diet, a lower starchy and sugary carb diet, is one from which women can also benefit, and actually many women have.
And then there's another question. This one's from a Dawn who asks, and the reason I'm mentioning Dawn's name is because we don't often see Dawns ask questions, but this is another woman, and I guess we have more women listening to the show than men. She said, is this a Mediterranean diet? Doesn't Dr. LaPuma recommend a Mediterranean diet? I thought he did something with DASH, so she must be a follower of yours.
I'm grateful for that. And as you know, I think, and as I think you may have said yourself, the best diet for you is the one that you can stay on. I do believe that. I think that an eating plan that is one that is compatible, that you love the flavors of, that you find easy to prepare, that is easily accessed, is the best eating plan for you. The Mediterranean diet plan is one that I myself often follow because I live in a climate that is sort of Mediterranean, and that's what the food is here. I believe in the DASH diet. I think it's the best single diet for the lowering of blood pressure, the best data available, and I have published recipes for the DASH eating plan. And I think this diet, this Refuel diet, which is actually a global diet, it's an anti-processed food, whole food diet that actually women like to prepare, as do men, that is protein rich, puts both plant and animal protein in the middle of the plate, but not huge.
John, when we come back, I'm going to interrupt you now just because we have a hard break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about it. I should tell you that John is a master chef as well, but makes things really easy so that guys can do it. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with John LaPuma, Refuel. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now
at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. John Lee LaPuma is the New York Times best-selling author of Refuel. It's published by Harmony Books. It's a division of Random House. Dr. LaPuma, how could a college athletic team or maybe a professional sports team benefit from this program or way of discipline?
We had an inquiry just last week from a professional sports team. It's funny you asked that. They were especially interested in how they could improve athletic performance and increase muscle mass quickly. And the way that we talked about this was to reduce the starchy, sugary foods that were served in the locker room and after practice, because they turn out to make men hungrier instead of be satisfying. We also looked at ways to add citrus water to their program and subtract some of the sugar-sweetened beverages that were part of it. The citrus water increases metabolism at rest. It adds vitamin C, which improves growth hormone synthesis at night. And, of course, it tastes good. And you make that with a quarter cup of lemon juice. It can be bottled lemon juice or orange juice, and preferably lemon or tangerine slices, because that's where the synephrine in the lining is, in the lining of the citrus, to boost metabolism, in 3 liters of preferably filtered water. That was the final thing that we covered to reduce the available toxins to the team by filtering water, by getting guys not to eat food directly out of cans or store food in cans, and to package the receipts that they get from gas stations and supermarkets, not touching those receipts as much as possible because of the bisphenol A or BPA in the lining that can corrupt both waistline and sperm production and sperm morphology or shape.
Yeah, we've talked about John, a lot about those receipts too as well. Here's Dr. Mike. Here's Dr. Mike.
I should tell people that I'm prejudiced because John taught me, and if he could teach someone who could just boil eggs and put toast in an oven, that he can teach anyone. This book does that. This is a absolutely wonderful book, Refuel, R-E-F-U-E-L, the 24-day eating plan to shed fat, boost testosterone, and pump up strength and stamina by John LaPuma. I can also tell you that his other, one of his other books, Chef MDs, that's C-H-E-F-M-D, apostrophe S, Big Book of Culinary Medicine, is a Bible. So I actually have four copies, one in each office, one in a place I work in California, and one in my home in Cleveland, just outside Cleveland. So I have four copies of it because I use it as such a Bible. It's a wonderful book, too. I think this will end up being that type of book. So this book is, the recipes in here are simple enough for anyone to understand. You also have a wonderful interpretation table for people eating out. So we've got a couple questions on eating out on the newsline. They said, what restaurants should I go to when I eat out? What's the best restaurant to go to? And what do I look at on the menu so I eat out healthily, or I eat out so I boost, this guy actually says, so I boost my sex ability.
I'm all for him boosting his sex ability. I think he should, and I love that he wants to eat out to do that. The problem with eating out, as you well know, is that it's a minefield, and it's quite difficult to eat out well, and you've got to regard it with some reconnaissance as well as with some suspicion. The best way to eat out is to pack your own. My own patients put 23 almonds in a little in a bag that they keep in their clothes compartment, their desk drawer, their handbag, their briefcase, together with water and an apple, and that ties them through. But when you're stuck and you have to eat out, we actually made a table of fast food finds for emergency use only, including, and Burger King will be happy to hear this, the Burger King Original Whopper with no mayo, which has 17 grams of protein and only 500 milligrams of sodium, 13 grams of fat, and 31 grams of carbs. I think that's an acceptable option. So is Arby's Martha's Vineyard grilled chicken salad, 26 grams of protein, 23 grams of carbs, just 250 calories, less than 500 milligrams of sodium. So those are two good fast food options when you're stuck. You want to get a big drink, one without sugar in it. You want to drink it first. And then you want to have something that is at least half green or red or yellow, preferably from vegetables. I like fast food places and fast casual places that have salad bars, because you can walk all the way around the salad bar, see what's there, which is the best way to do it, and then fill your plate with green, red, and yellow, and add the protein, cottage cheese, chicken, tofu as you go at the end. Those are my suggestions.
And is what you seem to have mentioned for men is a increase in protein relative to women. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, because men find protein satisfying, because it's something that, as you know, stays in the stomach 4 hours versus carbs for less than 2 hours often, and fat for about the same. Because protein, whether it's vegetable or animal-based, is something that men find friendly and easy to prepare, and I think is also something that is just 4 calories per gram instead of more. So I like protein in the center of the plate, and I recommend it especially in the morning. And it can be as simple as hard-boiled eggs. It can be as simple as a couple of cheese sticks. It can be as simple as almond butter or almonds themselves. I realize that I didn't mention continue the answer to the last question about eating out. And I should mention that when you choose food at a salad bar, you might want to choose especially cruciferous vegetables. We're talking about broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, collards, turnips, watercress, arugula. Not on every salad bar, but when they're there, you want to grab them, because they take the estradiol that your body has converted from the testosterone and make it a less powerful estrogen, a less estrogenic form that then boosts your ability to continue to stop that testosterone to estrogen conversion and reduce the estrogenicity of the estrogen in your body.
I want to thank John LaPuma for being on the show. This is a wonderful book, Refuel, R-E-F-U-E-L, as is his other book. The other one that I love all too much is Chef's MD, Big Book of Culinary Medicine. John can teach anyone how to cook. The website for this is www.refuel. Now, John, you're going to have to help me. Refuel, what's the rest of it?
It's refuelmen.com, where food is
refuelmen.com.
We try to make it easy. So the idea is you wouldn't put crappy fuel in your car, so you won't put it in your body.
Joe?
Thank you guys both very much. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.